could bear the idea of being thrown into a lake of fire.
Yeah.
When my eyes are open.
Yeah.
I want each one of us here tonight to think about somebody picking you up.
Yeah.
Throwing you into a lake of fire.
Yeah.
Wish they had a witness here.
Yeah.
Mark 3:29 will point out that it's a place of damnation.
Yes,
it's a world without an end.
Yes.
You know, what gives me consolation about this old world that I live in now?
Yes.
It has an end to it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how hard our trials get.
They're
going to end one day.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how bad I have to cry.
Yes.
It's going to be over one of these days.
Yes.
But you know what's so bad, Brother Preacher, with some people, they're going to have hell here. They're having hell here on earth.
Yes.
And then when they die, they're going to have hell again.
Yeah.
I wonder, do I have a witness?
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, Brother Preacher, I look at church folk who are having hell also.
Yeah.
I see Christian folk who are having problems.
Yeah.
But the difference is the results
come
are different.
On, Wilma,
is that right? Because one of these days,
yeah,
hell will be no more,
yeah,
for those who love the Lord.
Yeah.
And then, well, Brother Preacher, you have told us all about hell.
Yeah.
Then why don't you pause long enough and tell us who is going to hell?
Yeah.
The Bible said that the beasts,
yeah,
and false prophets,
yeah,
are going to hell.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Brother Preacher.
That's all right.
But I just have to say that anyhow.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And the Bible also says in Revelation 20 that those whose names are not in the book of life,
yes,
are going to hell.
Yes.
The fearful,
yes,
the unbeliever,
yes,
the murderer, the whoremonger, the idolatry, and liar, all of them are going to hell. Is that right? A lot of religious folks are going to hell. Because in Matthew 7:21-23, we'll find out that you can be religious but still lost. Because your religion might be throwing a stumbling block in somebody's train. The unrighteous will go to hell. Those who are deceived will go to hell. Is that right? Brother Preacher, you have scared me here tonight. And you asked me a few minutes ago, what in hell do I want? I stopped by to tell you, Brother Preacher, I don't want anything in hell. Now you have told me who will go to hell and how to go to hell. Now I'm wondering, can you tell me how to go to that other place? I stop by to tell you that Jesus Christ will save it tonight from hell.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus has paid the wages of sin.
Yeah.
And he offers us eternal life.
Yeah.
And if we will repent and believe on him,
yeah,
we will not go to hell.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering here tonight, what in hell do you want?
Yeah.
And I've stopped by to tell you he's waiting,
yeah,
to save your soul.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you about another place,
yeah,
that's not called hell.
Yeah.